We're going to listen to Kelly Doherty, a co-founder of Iraq Veterans Against the War. She's an eight-year veteran of the Colorado National Guard. She was an MP sergeant in Nazaria. Kelly Doherty.
Hello. That was loud. Yeah, I served in Iraq for a year with a military police company doing patrols, doing convoy escorts. Back home, while the media and the government was telling my family and all of you that we are over there for liberty and we are over there for freedom, I was burning fuel trucks belonging to Halliburton, destroying an asset in front of crowds, hundreds of Iraqi people who didn't have fuel, who didn't have food or health care, whose lives were the most destitute and desperate that I've ever seen in my life. We're being told things are getting better, but they're not. Things continue to get worse. The violence is escalating, and we're not shown the over 1,500 coffins that have been coming home to the United States from Iraq. We're not shown the suffering of the Iraqi people, which continues to mount, which continues to get worse every day as they face increased violence and chaos. The occupation is the problem. It is not the solution. And the only way to stop this is to end the occupation. When I was there, we had to go into the towns every day. We had to deal with the Iraqi people. We couldn't communicate with them. We had no translators. We had no understanding of their culture. And we're expected to police them. We're expected to enforce law. Well, all that we were doing is creating confusion, and we are ineffectual when it came to making a positive change, and all we are doing was breeding hostility and resentment. I'd like to read shortly something written by a young Iraqi woman. She says, "Terror isn't just worrying about a plane hitting a skyscraper. Terrorism is being caught in traffic and hearing the crack of an AK-47 a few meters away, because the National Guard wanted to let an American Humvee or Iraqi official through. Terror is watching your house being raided and knowing that the silliest thing might get you dragged away to Abu Ghraib, where soldiers can torture, beat, and kill. Terror is that first moment after a series of machine gun shots, when you lift your head frantically to make sure your loved ones are still in one piece. Terror is trying to pick the shards of glass resulting from a nearby explosion out of the living room couch and trying not to imagine what would have happened if a person had been sitting there. I can only wonder how many people faced terror like this at my hands when I was a military police sergeant in Iraq, and how many are still going through that. And meanwhile, our men and women are coming back and being abandoned by the same government that says it's supporting the troops. And people are waiting months, people are waiting over a year for necessary mental and physical care that because of the things they did, things they saw in Iraq. So we need to call on the government, we need to tell everyone, we support the troops and we want them home where they will be safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.